The Master by Colm Tibbin. Read by William Hope. Chapter 1. January 1895. Sometimes in the night he dreamed about the dead. Familiar faces and the others. Half-forgotten ones, fleetingly summoned up. Now as he woke, it was, he imagined, an hour or more before the dawn. There would be no sound or movement for several hours. He touched the muscles on his neck, which had become stiff. To his fingers they seemed unyielding and solid, but not painful. As he moved his head, he could hear the muscles creaking. "I am like an old door," he said to himself. It was imperative, he knew, that he go back to sleep. He could not lie awake during these hours. He wanted to sleep, enter a lovely blackness, a dark but not too dark resting place, unhaunted, unpeopled, with no flickering presences. When he woke again, he was agitated and unsure where he was. He often woke like this, disturbed, only half remembering the dream and desperate for the day to begin. Sometimes when he dozed, he would bask in the hazy, soft light of Bellosguardo in the early spring, the distances all misty, feeling the sheer pleasure of sunlight on his face, sitting in a chair close to the wall of the old house with the smell of wisteria and early roses and jasmine. He would hope when he woke that the day would be like the dream, that traces of the ease and the color and the light would linger at the edge of things until night fell again. But this dream was different.